Ache all over. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, finding that sleep deprivation decreases brain activity associated with pain relief, and they found the same thing happened to people whose sleep was simply disturbed. The leader of the study says the optimistic takeaway is that getting better sleep can help manage and reduce pain. The study's published in the latest edition of the Journal of Neuroscience.
Democrats on the House Committee of Natural Resources are primed to elbow out the word God from the oaths administered to witnesses testifying before the panel. A draft obtained by Fox News this week shows that Democrats intend on changing pronouns like his or her to their and removing God from the text. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Maroon 5 has canceled its news conference to discuss the band's Super Bowl halftime performance, choosing not to meet with reporters. Some folks are saying this is due to their belief of the social injustices that are still happening in the NFL. Today at the annual NFL State of the Union address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was asked why there was no Maroon 5 press conference.
When we have looked at how we do things around the Super Bowl, that includes press conferences, that includes announcements. We have all looked at how the world is changing. And for us, and particularly for our artists in this case, one of the things they really wanted to do is be able to use the new opportunities that we all have through social media and other platforms to be able to reach their fans directly, tease the show a little bit, make sure they understand the inside of what's happening.
Next, the commissioner was asked about the NFL expanding to China.
China is a priority market for the NFL. We believe that our game has a great deal of potential to expand, to grow, and to bring new fans into our game. You mentioned that we've had tremendous growth there. We've had double-digit growth this past year in China in our fan base and people engaging with our game. And I hope sometime in the next couple of months we're going to have some very exciting announcements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.